Thank you very much, Secretariat, for explaining the agenda and for preparing in a very nice way the meeting for us all together. I think that was quite clear, so I would like to ask you, are there any comments from the side of the delegations to the draft agenda? I see nobody taking the floor. So then, if not, I would like to adopt the draft agenda, and I would like to table the decision. The working party adopted the agenda as contained in ECE/trans/SC.2/237. And an additional point, draft decision, the working party regretted that its current version suffered from a considerable reduction of allocation of conference services by the United Nations Office in Geneva versus the previously accepted service level. SC.2 stressed the importance of official intergovernmental deliberations to the promotion of the railway transport and to increasing sustainability in countries of the ECE region. To this end, SC2 expressed dissatisfaction with the cuts impacted its deliberations. It expressed a hope that such situation would not be repeated in the future. So those are the decisions on the agenda. I see nobody wanting to take the floor. No, so then the agenda is adopted in this way. And we can move to item two of our agenda. Item two of our agenda, towards unified railway law in the pan-European region and on Eurasian transport corridors. So that is the main point of our agenda for this afternoon. The working party may wish to recall that at its 75th session, delegates discussed the conclusion of the mandates of the group of experts on unified railway law. At this meeting, the working party agreed to further consultation within the framework of SC2, and the chair initiated a written consultation on this in May 2022. And we have had a special session of SC2 on 7 September on this. What I first like to do is pass the floor to the Secretariat to explain the process and the results of the consultation process which is managed this year and which is the basis for the further deliberations.